This is News on Missouri Net. I'm Bill Wise. Governor Parsons says there is a positive trend in the fight against the coronavirus within Missouri's long-term care facilities, including nursing homes and assisted living centers. The state has been doing facility-wide testing.
We have now had no new outbreaks reported in long-term care facilities for 2 days. Our box-in testing team continues to go above and beyond their daily testing goals. This is truly life-saving work, and we're very appreciative of their efforts to protect some of Missouri's most at-risk citizens.
Missouri's nursing homes remain closed to visitors during the coronavirus outbreak. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver of Kansas City and Lacey Clay of St. Louis stand by Missouri Senator Roy Blunt's request for federal review of police departments with racial incidents. Cleaver says it worked in Missouri.
And then Ferguson entered into a consent decree with the Justice Department to correct those things. And as a result of the corrections, Ferguson is now a whole different town. I mean, it used to be one of the sundown towns in Missouri, you know, where you have to be out of there by the time the sun goes down. And here it is now with the first female mayor and the first African-American mayor all in one.
Senator Blunt wants Attorney General William Barr to reinstate federal reviews that were dismantled in 2018. Ameren, Missouri has unveiled a program that's aimed at helping 9,000 households pay off their utility bills. Ameren, Missouri Vice President Tara Oglesby says the COVID-19 Clean Slate program was created because of the economic impact of the coronavirus.
We want this money to be able to help everyone as much as possible that is struggling right now to meet their bills because of, you know, COVID-19 or other situations that they've ran into.
The $3.5 million program is now available, and customers in a four-person household earning up to $45,000 per year are eligible to apply. The governor has endorsed a plan allowing more absentee voting during the coronavirus outbreak.
Governor Parsons has signed into law a bill expanding mail-in voting during this year's August and November elections only. Under the measure, absentee voting will only be allowed for voters who request one. Those who have contracted or are at risk of getting COVID-19 can cast an absentee ballot without notarization. All other voters can mail in their ballot without an excuse, but they must submit a notarized statement. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And protesters linked arms and briefly blocked traffic during a calm night on the Country Club Plaza last night, voicing their demands for change for the seventh straight day in Kansas City. Around 7 p.m., the protesters began to peacefully march through the plaza. Shortly after 8 p.m., the group left the streets and allowed traffic to pass through again. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.